CT40, baby.
We continue with a dude who is probably the only name on the countdown that when you spell it in a Scrabble match, it is an automatic win. Shaboozy! I got Shaboozy right here. Look. S-H-A-B-O-O-Z-E-Y. Shaboozy! Here he is, number 33, with a bar song.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history.
Keep on telling yourself I'm not pretty.
Megan Maroney, y'all, taking a pause at number 16 with I'm Not Pretty. And musical influence can come from any place at any time, really. And for Chase Matthew, it wasn't a country band, but it was a pop band that he remembers making a huge impact on him when he was just a little kid.
I do remember my mom bringing me a CD one time. She was like, I think you'll like this. And it was Hanson.
All right. You know I have to do it. I'll let the Hanson boys do it. The good old days where you could carry your music around in a big fat folder called a CD wallet. And now those CDs are drink coasters. Here's Chase Matthew, number 15, with Love You Again. Sure does sound like the radio. Zach Top right there with some forward movement, jumping up two to number 30.
I've known Dan and Shay since 2013, since the very beginning, and occasionally they let me perform some harmonies.
Save me the trouble. Save me the trouble, baby.
Wow.
Come on, let's go.
Chill. Are we in church right now?
I think this is church.
During an interview I was doing with Jelly Roll, we discovered our mutual love for the show Yellowstone. And then Jelly Roll decided to use my interview as a vehicle to try and get Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan to get him on the show.
Taylor, my name is Jason Jelly Roll D. Ford. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm such a fan of your work. I would love to talk about an opportunity to do anything for Yellowstone. I'll come out and work camera crew the first season. Can I get that clip, sir? Can we send that to him? Somebody tag him. Can we get this to go viral? God, this is the clip we need viral. Taylor!
Taylor, where are you? Taylor Brown!
Taylor.
Jelly Roll needs an answer!
Please, man!
You know, you would think that a country star up on the stage and all over the radio would never, ever have trouble getting attention from the ladies. But I've said it once, I'm going to say it 1,000 more times. Country stars, they are just like us. Back in high school, they were just as awkward and clueless as you and I. And that includes Dylan Carmichael. Recently, I was hanging out with Dylan in Nashville, and he shared a hilarious story about his very modest beginnings as an entertainer.
What was your high school mascot?
Well, that's funny you ask that, actually. A bulldog, and I was it.
You have got to be kidding me. You actually wore the suit?
I was like, well, I didn't make the basketball team, so how can I be around cheerleaders? Mascot, baby. There you go. Thanks.
Is the suit really, is it stinky?
Yeah, I mean, when I was done with it, it was. And it turns out it wasn't really that attractive to the cheerleaders. But
well, I tell you what the ladies do love, especially the lovely ladies in your life, having their man and their baby boy at number 33 on the country top 40 countdown. With drinking problems, this is Dylan Carmichael.
I've been working my tail off all day long.
The best songs out there are the ones written about the ones you love the most. And these are the songs where we can really get to know the artists, you know what I mean, where they came from, their roots. And there isn't an artist out there who is more proud of where they came from than Lainey Wilson.
Wildflowers and Wild Horses is a big nod to my family, the kind of people that you want to be neighbors with. And yeah, so if I was introducing this song like it was number one on top 40, it's CT40 with Lainey Wilson, and here's the number one song, Wildflowers and Wild Horses. Giddy up.
Giddy up.
Number one in country music.
In the middle of the night.
Remember to think big, because you're thinking anyway. And who's better than you?
No!